time out.
Okay, so back to it. I did like what he said about the healthcare, like wanting to, like, in 10 years, they want to see, like, a cure for HIV and AIDS. And I thought that was really cool because, like, I know somebody really close to me who has HIV, and that's been, like, something, like, they can't really afford the medicine. And it's like, you can't just get it for free.
Why not?
I don't know. You can't get it for free. And even, like, discounts and stuff, you can't get it. But I feel like that's super important and something that they need to focus on. So I'm glad that that's something that he's, you know, like, highlighting that he's going to work on. Also, like, for cancer research, like, he said he wanted, like, $500 million so that they could actually, like, put more into research and finding a cure, especially for, like, children who have cancer. So he said something about the abortion, prohibiting abortion in, like, full-term women. And so, like, what do you think about that? What do you think about them wanting to say, okay, women, even though you're 40 weeks, you can have an abortion? Like, how do you feel about that?
Okay, so, in general, I'm not necessarily in favor of abortion. However, I do feel it should be legal. Why? Because there are so many different circumstances that I can't think of in which it is actually, honestly, the best option for everyone that an abortion occurs. So, but you're specifically asking about a late term abortion, right?
Right.
All right. So, that's difficult. That's complex. It's just difficult and complex. Okay, so there are some women who don't know that they're pregnant until later on. All right. So, okay, all right. But, like, I don't understand why it would take so long for a woman to decide
to make a decision.
Yeah. Like, school me on that.
Okay, so here's the thing. So when talking with my sister, you know, when I first saw, everybody, like, on social media, like, this is crazy. How could you, like, not protect a life and all that? Like, 40 weeks, that's a full-term baby. The thing is, though, like, I think people are misinformed about what they're trying to push. It's not like, oh, you have a healthy baby, you're healthy, now you're 40 weeks, but you're like, nah, don't want to do this. That's not what they're saying. It's if there's, for some reason, the mother will not survive this birth, or for some reason the child is born and you know already that there's going to be life-threatening defects, that the baby may only survive 8 hours, the baby may only survive, you know, less than whatever, then they're saying, okay, this is where they will consider it. And they're not going to approve every single one. Like, it has to be certain conditions, I think, where they'll say, okay, this is, you know, this is needed. But, I don't agree with abortion at all, ever. Like, unless, well, I don't know. I feel like you can't tell a woman what she can do with her body. But I feel like after a certain point, like, you have, like, up to 24 weeks is when people really now could have an abortion. Which I think that baby, like, you're 6 months. Like, I don't know. It's kind of aggravating. But as far as, like, the full term and something's wrong, like, you can die, the baby can die, and this, like, doctors know this, and you know this, then I feel like, you know, then maybe it's okay. Maybe. I feel like, would I risk my life for my unborn child? But, like, even with going through everything I went through with Tariq, I didn't know that was going to happen. My doctor didn't know it was going to happen. But I could have died. And then, you know, Travis would have been left with the baby. And, you know, I don't know. But, you know, but because of that, like, if I had known that was going to happen, would I still have, like, decided to keep my baby? Of course. Because God wouldn't go kill me. I'm needed here on this earth for some reason. But, you know. Anyway, but watching Trump saying, you know, no, like, we don't want this. And then watching, what's her name? Stacey Abrams?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And watching her say, you know, women have the right to choose. And it's like, okay. But I feel like the thing that's annoying is the fact that they don't make these things clear to people. Because it took me, like, actually talking to people and, like, doing my own little research to understand, like, it's not just you can abort a baby at 40, a perfectly healthy baby at 40 weeks. It's more to that. But I feel like, what is it? What's the word? I think you know it. It's like, is it propaganda or something like that, where they throw all this stuff out just to scare people? Mm-hmm. Is that what that word is? Oh, I'm smart. Okay. yeah, and I feel like they throw all this up just to scare people and just to stir people's emotions up. Because when I first heard it, I was like, man, fuck them people. Like, bitch is stupid. You can't do that. But when you really look at the details and do your own research, then I think you'll understand it better. You know? So, okay. But that was my take on the abortion thing. Another thing, when he was talking about, you know, socialist countries and stuff, and how we'll never be a socialist country or whatever. But when I grew up and I learned a little bit about socialism, I thought it was kind of, not that I thought it was cool, but everybody was provided for and taken care of in places where socialism existed. Or am I wrong?
No, you're right. Okay, so this is the thing. This is the... okay, so when everyone thinks of socialism, we always look at the USSR.
Okay.
Old Russia. All right. So it failed. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason that it failed was because they couldn't invest in their own companies. In other words, they kept things the same. They never changed.
Okay.
Right? And in time, the world was just like, okay, that's good, that's great, but that costs too much, so we're going to buy it from, I don't know, the United States. It's cheaper in the United States, and we can get more, and it can get to us a lot faster. And so, in time, Russia just started providing for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to a point where they couldn't provide for themselves.
Okay.
And so, their economy just tanked.
Okay.
All right. So, it is very true that we will probably never, ever be a socialist country. Okay?
I mean, I don't want to be.
However, all countries have some socialism in it. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security.
Okay.
All of that.
That's what I was thinking of whenever they were saying that.
Roads, yeah. The lights, electricity, water.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is socialism. We don't think of it as socialism because we think of it as, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what socialism is.
Yeah.
And all we're doing, see, and that's what that whole fight over, what is it, Obamacare was about, was because we were taking another step towards socialism.
Okay.
In other words, the state is taking care of the people, which means, however, the flip side to that is there's a fiscal side to it is now the United States has to take care of the people. And where are we going to get this money from? Especially since conservatives, they do a really good job of saying no taxes.
Right.
So no taxes. Where are we going to get this money from? We keep borrowing. If we keep borrowing in time, our economy is going to tank.
Mm-hmm.
So at a certain point, we have got to decide what type of country are we. And if we are, you know, this not socialist country, but we're leaning more and more towards it.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get this money from?
Right. Okay.
And that's why, like, right now, there's, at least on the Democrat side, what they're saying is, oh, hold up, in the 70s and 80s, rich people, companies would pay, you know, depending on how much money they were making, they paid 70% more in taxes than they do today.
Right.
And we were providing more services to our people. Look at these roads that we always complain about. That's because we stopped taxing.
Right. Well, I definitely think that everybody should pay taxes. Because, I mean, that's the only way that we'll be able to function as, like, a state, right? Or as a, you know, government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so something else that I like that he said, even though I am not for Trump, just have to make that clear, but want to make more things, have more things manufactured here in the United States, like more stuff that says made in the USA. Which, because when you look at like everything, and I have my students look at like their journals, their little tablets, and I'm like, look at where your stuff is made in. Made in India, made in Egypt, made in Mexico, made in China. And it's like, you don't find a whole lot of stuff that's made in the USA. And so that would increase jobs. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and that would definitely help our economy if more stuff was made in the United States. And, you know, we could create our own, like, resources and stuff.
Okay, so this is where I come in.
Okay.
All right, so you educated me on abortion, and so I'll educate you on that part of the economy. All right, so if you look at it on the micro level, everything that you just said, yes, that would be true. But okay, let's look at it on the macro level. Let's look at it in terms of the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Right? They're not going to want to mess with us no more.
Say that again?
They're not going to want to mess with us no more?
No, it's not even about that. All right, so in the United States, right?
Uh-huh.
You and I, we talk about our salary, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you go to China, Indonesia, all these places, mm-hmm, right? So, at most, what they make in a year in order to manufacture all those things, at most, you're talking about $5,000 to $10,000. Mm-hmm. That's how much they make in a year,
right? Which
compared to us,
right?
Right. Which is nothing, and for them, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you gotta think about the United States. A long time ago, someone lived a good lifestyle on $10,000 a year.
Right.
That's when manufacturing ruled in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the world's economy changed, and that's part of the reason why in the United States we're pushing going to college.
Mm-hmm.
When the world's economy changed, when we started, it's all about technology, right? And also education. Mm-hmm. Education, technology. So when the world's economy changed, the United States led that.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a while, because of the rising labor costs,
mm-hmm,
those companies said, hey, look, we've got to move our companies away,
mm-hmm,
so that we can continue to exist.
Right. Okay, right. Because it's cheaper to get stuff made.
Right.
Okay.
At the same time, the technology or computer industry was flourishing, right? So, though we were losing jobs there, we were gaining jobs here. Now, another thing that most people don't understand, the United States is the world's largest exporter.
Okay.
We export more than any other country.
Okay.
The world's second largest exporter is Canada. We export three times as much as Canada.
Okay.
So, even though we have a whole lot of stuff from other countries, it's because they are manufacturing their goods.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting it at a cheap price.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't think about that. Okay. See, and well, let me tell you this. Whenever Travis's grandmother wants to make like these, she has like this dream of making raincoats or coats. She loves coats. She's like, I want to make my own. And whenever we were looking at like different fabrics and stuff, like we looked at fabrics here and it was like, no, this stuff's too expensive. And then so we looked online and saw some in China that was way cheaper. And we was like, we might as well just buy from China. And so, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I see what you're saying. Another thing that I was like, yes, girl power, was that, like, I think he said it was like 55 new members of what, Congress, who
uh-huh
are women.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay. And look, they didn't want to say nothing. They were like, I guess we're going to get up and clap. And so he was like, y'all were not supposed to do that. But I thought that was like, you know, cool that he acknowledged that, because mm-hmm women are like, we rule everything. Not really, but yes, we do. But I thought that was really cool to see all that like women empowerment.
And to have Nancy Pelosi right behind him.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mike Pence was just in up there, just whatever. But what else?
Wait. Okay, uh-huh. So you see how long it took me to explain That whole, okay. So that's part of the reason why Democrats do a bad job when it comes to that whole argument. Is because it takes too long to explain.
Right.
A quick sound bite on, oh, we don't like this. Okay, well, let's dig deep.
Well, then
let's
you should, you, see, okay, I'm not gonna lie. As I was watching
People tune out.
I wasn't tuning out.
No, you weren't tuning out to him, but like if somebody had to explain all of that to you.
No, but even what you just said, I wasn't tuning out. Because it's, now I'm interested, because I'm not gonna lie, watching it, I felt smart. Like, I felt important because I was like, look at me paying attention to politics, and I never did before. But so I really liked that, and I was like, now I'm gonna start watching these, mostly for the pettiness. But I just thought it was really interesting. But no, as I was watching it, I was like, man, you should totally like run.
Who, from you? One of,
you?
Oh no, not me.
I think you should.
Not me.
Why are you scared?
Actually, no, I'm not afraid to run for any political office. I just know that I can talk about the details and people will just be like, this is boring. I don't want to listen to it.
But I wasn't bored just now.
Yeah, you weren't bored. Okay, oh, all right. So I want you to think about somebody who, okay, yeah, I got a high school degree or diploma, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I can really only read on the sixth grade level and I can really only understand
but on the sixth grade level. But what you said wasn't... We know I have a very limited vocabulary, so.
You don't have a limited vocabulary.
So I understand everything.
You stupid.
But no. No, like, I'm interested. But that's because nobody ever, like, said, hey, watch this, you know? But I feel like if more people actually, you know, just even gave it a chance, they probably would be interested. And mostly because, like, you know what to look for, but also it's just like giving stuff a chance. But now, like, I'm interested in politics now.
Okay, Stacey Abrams. Mm-hmm. Did you see hers?
Yes.
What, okay.
So first of all, I liked her, and first of all, like, the way she speaks, so nice and clear and articulate. I was just like, okay, wow. I liked what she said though. Like, actually, she made me emotional. Like, when watching her, is because like the story about her dad, and so like. And how, you know, just
the
close they were. Yeah, about the jacket.
Away.
Yeah, and he said, you know, when I leave, he's still going to be alone. Mm-hmm. He'll just have this jacket. But I already knew that you guys were coming out here to look for me. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, that's so mm-hmm. sweet. Mm-hmm. But just everything she was saying, how she spoke about the workers who needed to go get food. And these are federal workers mm-hmm. who make good money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't even take care of themselves because the president didn't want to be selfish. And even how she said in Georgia, how, you know, she didn't always agree with the Republicans and what they were saying. But at the same time, they all had one shared goal and they never shut down. They mm-hmm. always came to some type of conclusion because they knew that if they shut down, people would suffer. Mm-hmm. And so I like how she spoke on that. Of course, how she spoke on that, you know, the abortion and like women's right to choose and stuff like that. And how she highlighted how Black women are like the number one group of women who died during labor, or who is, you wouldn't think, because of how, where we work and stuff like that, how we see all these kids and stuff, Black kids. But I know so many women, for example, you know, Coach, who have been trying forever and cannot have a, and hasn't been able to have a baby yet, you know. And so that struggle for Black women and her highlighting that, like, that made me really emotional, especially like talking about my experience with Tariq or whatever. But I really liked her, and now I'm interested in learning more about her and like what she does and stuff like that. And I didn't realize she said that she's been in Congress for what, 6 years? Or not in Congress, but with
the state
in Georgia
legislature?
Yeah, mm-hmm. for 6 years or something. So I was like, I wish she was my mom. I'm happy that I watched both of those.
Okay.
Because it just gave me a different perspective. Because at first I was like, I don't care what's going on. But it affects me. Mm-hmm. And it affects my children. Mm-hmm. And so I need to be more invested.
Mm-hmm. Politics affects everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you don't think about that because it's not like it's right there, it's not tangible. But you know what that means. But it's, you know, I'm teaching my students that because of symbolism. But you know, it's important, and you know, now I'm interested. So anything else you want to talk about when it came to that? Because I think I remember a few other things.
Well, let's talk about it.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's more interesting for me to hear you, because I already have pretty firm opinions about everything, mm-hmm. and it's cut and dry for me. But yeah. to hear you is like, oh, that's how someone else mm-hmm. thinks about this issue.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember some other things. I don't know. I think you would have to tell me some things, and I'd be like, oh, yeah. I remember that.
So we talked about that. We talked about that. I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Oh, well, he also talked about troops, pulling troops out.
Mm-hmm.
He said basically it's time. He also wants to pull troops out of Syria.
And so he,
are you familiar with what's going on there?
Well, okay, so I remember him saying about how, like, in Jerusalem, they have, like, this new, what is it? American...
Embassy?
Yeah, American Embassy in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so they're... I don't know. So tell me what's going on in Syria.
Okay. Which one you want to talk about?
Syria.
Okay. All right. So... Syria is located basically in the Middle East, but it neighbors Iran and Iraq.
Okay.
All right. So what's happening in Syria is also it's considered a proxy war mm-hmm. for Iran and Iraq.
Okay.
All right. So you know how that we have Protestants and Catholics. Mm-hmm. And you know how a long time ago the Protestants and the Catholics, they fought each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's happening over there.
Okay.
All right. So they basically believe, let's say, 95% of the same things, but they're fighting over that 5%.
Okay.
All right. And so the United States was just basically saying, stop.
Okay.
Right. Like, we're not taking a side. Just stop.
Right.
Well, as soon as the United States if we were to pull out, then what might happen?
Mm-hmm.
What might happen is all the different sides will come and fight.
Okay.
And it could create World War III.
And is it based on religion?
It's based on religion. Did you know World War I was based on religion?
No.
It was based on religion.
That's really crazy. Well, I guess it's not that crazy, because, hell, some people really are, like, die-hard religious fanatics, and they're like, this is the only way to go, and, like, we'll fight to the death because of that. That's, yeah. Okay, well, and so, at this point, like, so the troops are still out there?
Yeah, they are, for right now.
Okay.
But if he were to pull them out, no one could stop him.
Right. Well, what do you think? Do you think that he should pull them out?
I definitely don't think that he should pull them out. It would be okay if he were to reduce the numbers.
Right.
And part of the reason I say that is because even when Barack Obama pulled the troops out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, we were all happy. Oh, he pulled the troops out of Afghanistan. Well, guess what? As soon as he pulled the troops out, the Taliban came back. And they started doing what they were doing
before.
And so... they're afraid that the same thing is going to happen this time. And so, you know, and people keep saying, well, look, we still have troops in Germany. We still have troops in Korea. Right. We still have troops. We have troops everywhere.
Right.
Right? We're used to it. What's wrong with keeping troops there?
Right.
But, you know.
I think for me, like, I look at that, like all these people are not able to be with their families, but I guess, I mean, that's a sacrifice that we have to make.
Are you talking about the people who are leaving Syria? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the people who are there now, or anywhere, American troops, like,
oh, American
how they
troops.
Have to sacrifice okay. their, like, how their families sacrifice and how they sacrifice for the country and stuff. And I never really understood that, because I'm like, whatever. But I remember, like, even my dad, you know, I wasn't alive when he was, of course, in the wars and all that. But I remember, like, how his family would, like, miss him and pray for him and all that stuff when he was in Vietnam.
So, okay, well, that's an interesting thing to talk about. So a lot of people are just like, why is it that the United States always has to get involved in all these things?
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered it?
Yeah, I was wondering it right now when we were talking about Syria.
Okay, so if the United States does not get involved, and okay, so let me take a step back. All right, so before the United States became the world's leader in all these different areas, mm-hmm. before we did, it was Great Britain.
Okay.
Do you remember along? You might have heard it in grade school. The sun never set on the British Empire.
Mm-hmm. I never heard of that, but I think I know what you're talking about.
All right. So part of the reason why that saying came about was because Great Britain, in search of raw materials, their navy was the greatest navy on earth.
Okay.
All right. So no one could beat them. All right. Because the greatest navy on earth. And so as they were going out looking for more resources, they were conquering all these different lands. Mm-hmm. Right? And some people were just like, look, we're not going to fight. Just take us. All right. So as they did that, you know, what that meant was they became a more powerful country.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But as they continued to grow, much like Russia, mm-hmm. after a while, their status in the world came down. All right. And what hastened it was World War II.
Okay.
So World War II hastened them losing grip. All right. So what Great Britain did was Great Britain told the United States, hey, look, when we leave, the world will go into chaos. And what I mean by leave mm-hmm. is when we withdraw from all these different countries, mm-hmm. the world will go into chaos, and someone needs to fill the shoes of Great Britain.
Right.
If it's not us, it needs to be you. And at first, the United States was like, no, we're not about to do this. Right? If we do this, that's going to be a great strain on us.
Right.
And Great Britain was like, someone has to do it. And what that is you become the world's hegemon.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is you're the world's political leader, economic leader, military leader. That's the United States.
Okay.
That is, we are the only country that leads in those three areas.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Only country. And should another country rival us in those three areas, we would no longer be the world's hegemon.
Oh, wow.
So that is why we're considered the world's police.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I guess that does make sense. It's kind of weird, but it makes sense.
But think about Syria. If we were to pull out of Syria, chaos. When we pulled out of Afghanistan, chaos.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, but when you think about it, like, do we have troops in... Sorry, do we have troops in Mexico right now?
No, not at all.
Well, I mean, but you have... What's that group called? The people who kill everybody?
MS-13?
No, not MS-13. Now, he did talk about MS-13, and I was a little offended because I got some friends in MS-13 from Houston. But, what is it? You know, they talk about them in, like, the movies and stuff.
The cartels?
Yes, the cartels.
Okay.
Like, in Mexico, the cartels are terrible, and, like, that's right there. That's, like, so that's so close for us. I mean, if you want to put troops anywhere, like, why not over there to help protect against the cartel?
Okay, so a long time ago, the United States told the world, you shall not enter into the Western Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
One of our past United States presidents told the world, you shall not. And if you do, we gonna fight you.
Mm-hmm.
But that also meant that we would not enter.
And when you say enter, you mean like all these illegal...
Troops. Like you can't fight... They couldn't fight a country in the Western Hemisphere.
Okay.
Think about it, like, that doesn't really happen. The only thing that does happen is countries within the Western Hemisphere fight each other.
Okay. Okay, so then, speaking of that, this wall, what do you think about that?
That's stupid.
Do you think it'll keep people out?
No.
So I saw this meme... And they had the wall and like an American flag, and they had Trump like, yeah, we built the wall. And then they had a tunnel under the wall, mm-hmm. under the mm-hmm. ground, where mm-hmm. they were like, we're coming still. And I thought that was funny. But no, I don't think a wall would work, but I also don't think that it's needed. Like, but I mean, okay. So he highlighted this family whose mm-hmm. parents were killed by an illegal immigrant.
And that was emotional.
It was emotional. And then the thing is, though, it's like, it's terrible, but they could have been killed by anyone. You know, like, all illegal immigrants, like, all the ones that I've met personally, like, they're so quiet, they keep their head down, and they do mm-hmm. what they're supposed to do, mm-hmm. you know, to not get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't understand, you know, the whole purpose of trying to put this wall up.
Do you know what xenophobia is? All right, so that's the whole thing with racism. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're not like us, so we don't like you.
Okay.
All right. So the United States has become more unified. We're still not 100% unified, but it's easier for us to not like Hispanics. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the other. They're not even American citizens. So, there's no allegiance to them.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So, that's xenophobia.
Okay.
All right. So, that's basically what it is. And if you think about it, the conservatives, they're mostly within the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. That gets them riled up.
Okay.
So, they're much more likely to vote. And the more he talks about it, more likely he is to retain power.
Okay. And so he knows how to, like, get them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it? Anything else? No. I'm just realizing that's been 30 minutes. That's the longest time. All right. Okay.
So now I'm going to pay more attention to politics and pay attention to what Angela Rye says. Do you like her?
Angela Rye?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, because she's been saying, she says a lot, and like I always listen to what she says a little bit, but I'm always like, why are you so interested in politics? But now I'm interested. So, okay, cool. So then what do you want me to watch now?
In terms of TV?
No, politics. Or what should I be looking out for? What should I be studying?
You mean like an issue?
Or paying attention to in politics.
I don't know, like that.
No.
Because it's wide open. It's so wide open, like, and everyone has like their lane, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some people are. It's all about foreign policy.
So let me tell you now what I'm interested in. I'm interested in healthcare.
Okay.
Now, since watching all this, I'm interested in healthcare. I'm interested in, of course, education policy, I guess. And so maybe I will focus on those two things.
Okay.
Because I don't know what else I'd be. Like, I was interested in everything he was saying, especially, like, that's it. Education right now and healthcare and what he's saying about those things. And I'll pay attention to everything that's happening, but mm-hmm. those, I want to learn more about those and what's happening now.
Okay, so earlier you were talking about HIV and AIDS mm-hmm. and all of that and being able to afford. Mm-hmm. All right, so that falls under, for the most part, Medicaid, because I mean, Medicare is for the elderly. Medicaid is for people mm-hmm. who don't have enough money for whatever yeah. reason. And so, like, if you qualify for Obamacare, quote unquote Obamacare, mm-hmm. that really falls under Medicaid. And so, therefore, that's the lane that you ought to pay attention to. And the reality is that before Obamacare, Medicaid was like the redheaded stepchild of healthcare. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where they took money from.
I grew up on Medicaid.
But now, Medicaid is where the money is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because of Obamacare.
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay. And so, this is the thing that a lot of people don't know or understand. What the federal government did was, it said through Obamacare, is every state, look, if you meet these minimums, we're going to give you X millions of dollars.
Okay.
And you get to do with that money whatever you want to do with that money, as long as you're providing health care services
right.
to the people in your state that qualify for it.
Okay.
That's just extra money.
Yeah.
That's just that's all Obamacare was.
Okay.
Bottom line, plain and simple. Okay. And so individual states said, nope. Like Louisiana. Nope.
Why?
Socialism.
Okay.
The fear
okay.
of socialism.
Okay, yeah. You did say that. Yeah. Yeah, because did say, like, we're getting rid of this Obamacare, and they were all the, it was funny, because there was one person, every time he said something, you can hear him, woo, in the background, and everybody start clapping, like, is that y'all's cue to start clapping for this man? Y'all not even paying attention either. Just when you hear that, okay, it's time to clap. But, okay. Fear of socialism.
All good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Indulge Me. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to us from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact us directly by emailing indulgeme2018@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to indulgeme2018@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to Indulge Me.